Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to look and learn all about the UB word family. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and let's write our names at the top of our papers. I'll write your name and you write my name. Just kidding. All right, my name. You write your name. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. So I said we're going to work on the UB word family. And I want you to know that the UB word family has two letters and two. Each letter makes a sound for that word family. It's a, which is short U, a, b, b, u, b, make the UB word family. So if you look at your picture, is there anything in that picture that makes you think it belongs in the UB word family? For example, what about t-ub? T-ub. Tub. Do you see the big old bathtub in the picture? Tub is a word that belongs in the UB word family. T-ub. Has the U and the B at the end. So let's color our tub. Let's make it a fun tub. We don't want it to be white. Let's make it purple, just for fun. Let's color it purple. Color the tub purple. It's a big tub. Take your time. We don't want to go so fast that it's sloppy coloring, but we also don't want to be so slow that you're a turtle and you take forever. So tub is a word that belongs in the UB word family. Can you sound out the word tub for me? Tell me all three sounds in the word tub. Good. T, a, b. It's got our short U sound, a. T, a, b. There are a lot of words that belong in the UB word family. Some of them are make-believe, nonsense words. They don't mean anything, but they're fun to say, and they belong in the UB family. So I want you to try one. If we take away the T in tub and change it to G, do you know what you would get? Take away the T in tub and change it to G. Gub. I don't know what a gub is. I'm making it up, but it belongs in the UB word family. Gub. Tub. They rhyme because they end the same way with the same word family. Here's another one. So we have tub, gub, change it, change the beginning sound in gub and tub, change it to j. Jub. What in the world? What is a jub? I don't know. It's pretend. But I'm saying it because it goes along with tub and gub. I'm almost finished coloring my tub. So I'm going to say take about 4 more seconds and then put down your purple crayon. 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, boys and girls, here's another picture, another object in our UB family. Ready? S-ub. S-ub. Sub. It's short for submarine. Do you see the sub? Yes, there are two of them. One is in the bathtub and one is on the floor of the bathroom. Let's work on the one in the tub. We're going to color them different colors. Let's work on the one in the tub. Let's color that one, the one in the tub, blue. Any kind of blue will work. Let's do most of the sub blue and then we'll do the windows a different color. So don't color the windows on the sub yet. We're on the sub in the tub. See, it rhymes because they both belong in the UB word family. Leave the windows alone right now, the little circle windows.
portholes. Leave those alone for right now. The sub in the tub is blue. Color the sub in the tub blue. I wonder if a gub or a jub is in the sub. 2 more seconds for the blue sub in the tub. 2, 1. Let's color the yellow in the yellow. Let's color the windows in the sub in the tub yellow. That's what I wanted to say. Put yellow windows in the sub that's in the tub. Make them yellow. Thank you. Put down your yellow crayon. Now let's work on the sub that's on the floor. There's a sub on the floor. Let's color that sub. Don't color the windows. We'll save those. Let's color that sub red. Any kind of red crayon will work. It doesn't have to be perfect red. I'm looking for my red. There it is. Leave the windows alone again. All right. Can you tell me the sounds that you hear in sub? Can you sound it out for me? Good. S-U-B. Sub. The sub is not in the tub. The sub fell out. It's on the ground. Maybe a gub threw this sub out of the tub. Or a jub wanted the sub on the ground. Take 2 more seconds for the red sub on the ground. 2, 1. Let's color the windows in that sub yellow. Also the same as the blue sub. All right. Put down all your crayons. Ready? Here's another one. See if you can find it. Belongs in the ub word family. K-U-B. K-U-B. Cub. Do you see the bear cub? I'm thinking it's a toy. I don't think it's real. It's really little. It's on the towels. Let's color the bear cub brown. Find your brown crayon. Let's color the cub brown. C-U-B. Cub. The cub belongs in the ub word family. What do you think cub begins with? Do you think it's a C or a K? Yeah, it's a C. And then what's our middle sound in cub? K. It's a letter U. And what's the last sound? B. B. Cub has k, a, m, cub. The cub is next to the tub. All right. 2 more seconds. 2, 1. The cub is on a towel. Let's color the towels that he's on. Let's make those towels orange. Any kind of orange crayon will work. I'm not picky. Let's make both of those towels orange. Because the cub is on the towels. Does towel belong in our ub word family? No, not at all. But the cub is sitting on them. So I thought, hey, why don't we color them? Let's just do it. Let's make them orange. Orange towels. This is a colorful bathroom. I like it. Okay, 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Here we go. What about this one? R-U-B. 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 Rub. When you're in the tub, what should you rub so that you can get clean? What should we use on our bodies that we can rub so that we can get clean? Yes, soap. Do you see the soap? We should rub that on our bodies when we're trying to get clean, and our hands too. It keeps us healthy, right? Let's color the soap. See the bottle of soap, or maybe it's shampoo. We can rub that on our hair and that gets our hair clean. Let's color that bottle that we can rub on ourselves to keep us clean. Let's do pink. Let's color it pink. So rub. You might have heard before this saying, rub-a-dub-dub in the tub. Have you heard that? Because we have to rub soap and shampoo and we get bubbles and it's fun. Maybe you take a shower. Either way, you gotta rub-a-dub-dub when you're in the tub. Because that is the point. You're trying to get clean, people. You gotta get clean, so you gotta rub-a-dub-dub. Can you tell me the sounds in rub? Color those bubbles, too. What are the sounds in rub? Good. R-U-B. Rub. What are the sounds in dub? Good. D-U-B. Dub. Good. All right, put down all your crayons. Find your pencil. We're going to work at the bottom of our page. Okay. I know. Look at our picture. We did not color the duck and we did not color the rug. Why? Let's think about it. The duck. D-uck. Does it belong in the ub? No, it doesn't. And what about rug? R-ug. It's so close. But rug and tub don't rhyme. They both have our short U. But they don't end the same because rug ends with g. And we're looking for words that end with a b. So be careful. All right, look at number one. There are a row of pictures going across. I'm going to name the pictures for you. You circle it if it belongs in our UB family. Okay, number one, the very first picture is pin, safety pin, pin. Does that belong in our UB? No, don't circle that. Oh, look at this kid. He is rub. He's going to rub his belly. UB. Yes, circle him. Oh my goodness, I'm hungry. Look, it's a sub sandwich. Doesn't always have to be a submarine. It's a sub sandwich. Yes, circle it. SUB. What about pot? Cooking pot. No. All right. Oh, it's a bathtub. Yes, circle it. And then we have jam. No, don't circle that. So let's check. You should have circled the boy who can rub his tummy. I think he's hungry because he wants to eat the sub sandwich. Circle sub. And then you should have circled tub. All right, let's move down to number two. Let's read that word. Let's sound it out. It says k-u-b. Cub. Cub. Trace the circle around the U and the B. That's our word family. UB. Scoot over. We have the beginning sound for cub. We have a C. We need to write the ending. UB. U. B. We're writing our word family. C. U. B. Scoot over. We got to write the whole word. C. C. U. U. B. B. Check it. You should have C. U. B. Nice. That spells cub. All right. Let's read number three. R-U-B. R-U-B. Rub. Trace the circle around our word family. UB. Scoot over. We have the beginning sound in rub. We have R. We need to write UB. U-B. Scoot over. We're going to write the whole word. Rub. R-R-U-B. U-B, rub. Check it. You should have R-U-B. All right, number four. What do we have? Tub. Let's write it. T-U-B. Tub. Check it. You should have T-U-B. Can you circle the two letters that make up our word family? What are they? U and B, circle those for me. Scoot over, what do we have? Sub, let's write it. S-U-B, check it. You should have S-U-B, sub. Will you please circle the two letters that make up our word family? U and B, we did it. We did the whole thing, boys and girls. If anyone knows anything about words that belong in the UB family, it's you. That's because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. I'll see you next time. Bye.